Hello, my name is Regina, and this is my first ever podcast. And honestly, I'm just gonna really get into it. I'm 20 years old, and I was always interested in murder or just murder mystery, just crazy things. I really want to get into the killer's mind, and this is technically what this podcast is about. Is about murder mysteries to me, and honestly, and we're gonna ask some crazy questions. And the first question ever that I'm gonna ask is, would you date a psychopath? And I know that's kind of a little crazy of me to ask you this, because we just met, but honestly, think about it. Would you date a psychopath? And I only ask this question because I recently watched this show called You. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you know. But if you have never watched it, it's technically about a guy who is in love with a girl. But there's more to that than ever. 'Cause if I wouldn't bring it up if there was nothing more to that. So if you haven't watched it, please, please, please go watch it because it's amazing. But if you haven't, I'm going to spoil a little bit of it, and please watch it. That's all I gotta tell you. But anyways, here I go, spoilers. So anyways, You is technically a great example of would you date a psychopath, because it makes you think really hard. This guy is risking his life for you and would do anything for you to make things right. Now, I know that's like he shouldn't kill people, yes, but it all goes down with if he was cute, would you still be with him? If he was ugly, would you still not be with him? Like, would you be with him? Like, it all goes down to that. Like, is he worth being with if he has done bad stuff for you? Now, I personally don't know my answer because I don't want to sound insane, but if he was Joe, then yes, obviously, because Joe is, he's good looking. But would it be a random dude on the street who was just obsessed with me? Hell no, because that is not our human nature. Our human nature is not always, what am I talking about? Human nature, like anyways, I know what I'm trying to say, but it just sounded stupid in my head. But people always go towards looks. That's how life is. We all want to say like, no, I like guys from their hearts. I like girls from their heart. No, we all know looks matter no matter what. You would not date a guy who looked like a bum. You wouldn't date a girl who looks like a fucking slut. You would date someone who looks good to you, who looks perfect to you. And look, because that's what we all focus on, looks. We don't automatically be like, we look at someone and be like, oh, they're gonna be good at conversation. No, we say, damn, she looks good. Damn, he looks great. We first look at looks. That's what our thing is. So, would you date a psychopath if he looked like the dream guy you've always been wanting? Would you date the girl who looks fucking like, who's the hottest girl? Because Kim Kardashian to me is not the hottest girl. But I guess if she looked like Kim Kardashian to you, would you date her? If he looked like Zac Efron to you, would you date him? But knowing he's a psychopath, would you still date him? And that's what it all comes down to. If he didn't look great, would you be with him? Like, if you're dating someone right now, what did you fall in love with first? His looks? Or did you fall in love with the person he is? So did you first, usually that comes with people who say the second one, where it's like, oh, I fell in love with his personality. How much you would have bet you guys met online? But the people who are like, I fell in love with him with looks. You met him at a bar. You met him at a party. You met him outside. You did something. You just saw him first. You have to honestly think that people fall in love with people for their personality. Like, I've heard so many people like, oh, yeah, I fell in love with his personality. He made me laugh. Don't lie. If he was butt ugly, you would still not be talking to him. And I have to pull myself back because this makes me a hypocrite too, because I do honestly say I like people for the way they are inside, but then I catch myself looking at them and be like, you dumb ugly, I'm not being with you at all. So you also have to put that in your mind. And it's sad. But again, it all goes down to that one little question. Would you date someone if they were a psychopath? And also, you don't know if they're a psychopath. Unless they killed someone, unless you saw them on the most wanted thing. But it's very hard to know if someone is a psychopath if you, A, don't know the signs of being a psychopath. B, he's been the nicest person you've ever known, because that's what they do. They adapt to who you are. And if you are the sweetest girl in the town, he's gonna be the sweetest boy for you. If you're the meanest bitch around, he's gonna be the meanest dick for you. He's gonna be whatever you are, he's gonna be that. Because that's what they do, I think. They adapt. Honestly, I'm not really gonna get into the signs of sociopaths. I feel like I should do more research myself before I spread out what a sociopath is. And honestly, you just look at Shane Dawson's video of Jake Paul, because that's the best example, best thing to tell you about what a sociopath is. Because they have a professional therapist. So, yeah. But honestly, it just goes down to that question. Would you date someone who was crazy, who was a sociopath?